And this lives in the water. Okay. What would you call the same animal that lives on land?
I call that a coot up. I'm trying to think what this means, what live in the water. Them don't drop in the shell in the water, what live in the water. I don't think them drop in the shell what live in the water. That's a soft shell turtle or alligator nephew that lives in the water.
Or an alligator what?
Nephew and a soft shell turtle.
I'm going to.
Would you call that a cooter too that lives in the water?
No, I wouldn't.
That's
a cooter lives on land. No, a gopher lives on land. A cooter, that's a soft shell turtle cooter and an alligator nephew cooter. That's what you call them. That's just the name of them. They still cooters. But they,
I thought you said an alligator nephew.
That's right, but this cooter.
Okay, so did you ever tell me what kind of this animal that lives on land?
Which one?
Excuse me.
This same animal that lives on land, what
would
you call it?
A gopher.
You mean one of those things with long, with hard shells?
Mm-hmm. That kind of would drop in the shell.
Yes, ma'am. You wouldn't call that a cooter, though?
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm talking about, has a little short tail, a little claw.
I don't know what you're talking about,
that's a wolf. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Killings.
You ever have those?
Mm-hmm.
How do you make them?
How you make them? You cleanse them, you don't make them.
Well, I mean, how do you cook them?
You clean them and get hot, keep hot water to wash them until you wash them real clean and just put them on and cook them.
What, do you put them in batter or do you just cook?
No, you can, after you parboil them, you can batter them and fry them.
Mm-hmm. But how do you usually have them? Okay. How do you usually cook them?
I usually cook them kind of steam down.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
What?
The center part of an egg.
Yep. Yeah. You drop your head.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Yes, ma'am. I call it his body part.
Ma'am?
Up here?
Yes, ma'am.
From his waistline on up.
Around, yeah, around where
that's his chest.
What do you call a small flat bottom craft
oars
that you use on a lake?
Boat.
Yes, ma'am.
Paddle?
Ma'am?
What's your little boat with?
No, the whole thing, the boat. Is there any difference between a boat with a pointed front and one with a square front? Are there different names for it?
I wouldn't know that.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
If a woman's wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that certainly is a pretty... What a beast.
Necklace.
If you didn't use necklace, you might say, that certainly is a pretty what a beast. That certainly is a pretty...
Make peace.
All right, but if it were made out of beads, you would say, that certainly is a pretty a beast. What a beast.
String.
Okay, if two men have a fight, and one defeats the other real bad, you might say one man really
whipped him.
Okay. What would you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down?
What part?
This part, when he's squatting down like this. What do you call this part right here?
His thigh.